Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate.
Good evening. Welcome to the live broadcast of the Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I'm your host, Nicole Quinlan, and you are listening to the show at your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And I just hope that everyone is doing well. I hope that everyone is having a wonderful day. We're almost finished with the month of November already. So, you know, like I say every time, time flies when you're having fun. I have to tell you that today, I got through today by the hair on my chinny chin chin. Is that what they say? I really had a long day today, and the struggle was real. So I don't know if you guys agree with me or how your day went. I mean, I'm definitely happy with my life, and I'm living my best life, but I have to tell you that today was a special day for no good reason. I just woke up feeling like I was dragging today, and I guess sometimes you just have those days, and you just have to get through it. I was reminded today, however, though, of just how precious life is, and today, you know, I dedicate this live broadcast to one of my coworkers, who I actually only met a couple of times. She worked with me at my company for many years, and she passed away last week. And I was reminded of just how precious our lives are, even though I'm reminded all the time. And, you know, I hate that sometimes it takes the death of people to remind you that you have to embrace every second of every single day. Because the reality is, we say the next day is not promised, but the next second is not promised. And so that's why it is our responsibility to do what we have to do to walk in our greatness, to live our best life. And that actually is the purpose of this podcast. So when I say positive, empowering, and insightful conversation, that's exactly what I mean. I want to have conversation that makes you think about your life and what kind of life you want to have and how you're going to have it and what you need to do in order to choose happiness. Because, again, the next second is not promised. And so we have to make an intentional effort to live our best life. I wish I could play Little Duval's song on the show, but I can't. But, yeah, everyone, you have to learn to live your best life. We're going to get hit. We are going to have drama. We are going to come to a fork in the road where we're not going to know if we need to go left, right, or even make a U-turn. There are going to be hurdles. There are going to be potholes. But we have to do what we need to do to get past whatever we're confronted with. And again, that's what I'm saying. That is my purpose. That is my purpose in life, period, is to say something and to be somebody that makes people kind of just take a look and say, what can I do to be happier? What can I do to live my best life? And so today I dedicate this live broadcast to Karen Laughlin. I send my prayers out to her family and her friends. I know that it is hard when you lose someone, and what I told someone today is I will miss her presence, but I know it was a struggle. I know that she was sick, and I am happy that she is at peace. So rest in peace, Karen Laughlin. This show is dedicated to you today, and so let's move forward. How is everyone doing? Because like I said, today was the struggle was real, but I was reminded once again that, you know what, I'm glad, you know, to be in an office working. And I know, you know what, sometimes people roll their eyes when they hear people say that, but it is true. So, you know, even sometimes when I'm feeling down and out, I know that it could be, oh, so much worse. And so my life is pretty good, and I try to focus on the greatness of it and not the struggle days like today. And like I said, I didn't have any reason to be struggling, you know, none whatsoever. I just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, I guess. That's what happened. But this evening's topic is called Him. That's what I said, H-I-M. Him. Ladies, I'm going to talk about our relationship with men in regard to communication with them and expressing their feelings. A few weeks ago, I followed Official Bonnet Chronicles, I think that's what it's called, on Instagram, and Tammy Romaine, I think that's her last name, she was on Love & Hip Hop, that's her Instagram page, and she posted this beautiful post to men, and basically saying, you know, as women, a lot of times, you know, we forget that they have emotions too. And we forget that they have struggles every day too. And sometimes, you know, we walk through our days and we forget the pressures that they're under every single day, and we don't allow them to express their emotions in a safe space. And I had thought about this topic a few weeks ago, and then it was affirmed to me that that is what I need to speak to, because my radio mate, Destiny Williams, actually had an interview with a gentleman on Sunday on her show, and it was about this very thing. It was about this very thing. And so I just felt like, okay, something that was my sign that I needed to speak on this topic. And so this evening, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about men and their emotions, and women, and how we deal with men when they express their emotions. And this is a very deep conversation, because when we talk about walking in our greatness, we can't walk in our greatness alone. We walk in our greatness amongst other people, and some of those people are men. And whether it is your lover, your friend, your family member, your associate, you know, as men, we need to support them and not make them feel as if they cannot express themselves, again, as I stated, in a safe space. So I call this evening's topic Him, because that's who we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Him. And I don't know who Him is in your life, and it doesn't matter, but, you know, this is relevant to them. And if you're a gentleman listening to this show this evening, I hope that you can appreciate the conversation, and I hope that you're able to look in yourself and really deal with your relationship with your own emotions and how you express them. And so before I get into the topic, you know, I always like to talk about current events. And I was just telling someone that, you know what, I don't watch enough TV for all the current events. And I guess I need to, so I can start coming to this show with more things going on in the world than, you know, just the little stuff that I hear, you know, in my house when, you know, the news is playing all day and all night. But I want to remind you again that in, what is it now, about a year, we have a presidential election. We all know that the impeachment proceedings are beginning, what is it, tomorrow? They're beginning tomorrow. And so I want everyone to stay in tune to this, including myself, because it's very easy for me, I don't know about you, to just ignore it, because I get very frustrated with the things that I see going on, and it makes me not want to pay attention to it at all. But we have to. It is our responsibility to be informed about what's going on that affects us in the world. And take my word for it, this affects us. And I always say, I don't tell people who they should be voting for or who they should choose as a leader, but what I will tell you is that whomever it is you decide to vote for and whoever it is you choose to be your leader, you need to be doing it based on well-informed decisions. You need to gather your information from well-informed sources, and you need to make it your business. And don't believe this hype about, you know, your vote doesn't matter. It does matter. And so I urge you to stay informed. I'm going to remind myself to not walk, just, you know, ignore what's going on and to pay more attention to what's going on in the country so that I am well informed and, you know, I'm not having somebody spoon feed me information. You know, critical thinking is very important. Part of that is you seeking out information for yourself. So I definitely encourage you to do that. And the only other thing I do want to say, like I before I get into my topic, is rest in peace to John Witherspoon. If you don't know who he is a comedian who passed away last week. You know him from Friday. He also was in the Wayans Brothers show. He's been in a lot of things, and he was on TV for a long time. You know, laughter is heals. Laughter brings people together. And so, you know, we lost a great comedian. You know, let's keep his family and friends in our thoughts and our prayers. And then also, I believe today, or it was yesterday, we lost a young rapper, only 43 years old. His name is Badass. He was with the Dog Pound, and we lost him as well. And, you know, no, these people won't be on the main news. They won't be, you know, the main topic. But these are people who actually made a difference. You know, and there's a lot of unsung people who did pretty good things and made a difference that we don't hear about. You know, we're bombarded with the same information every single day. We're bombarded with information about the same people every single day. So it's nice to acknowledge those unsung people that live life, you know, that mattered to people. And, you know, we lost them. And so, again, I just want you to use this as a reminder to live your best life every single day. No excuses. And if there are people in your life that are not allowing you to do that, I'm just asking you, you know, maybe you need to make some changes. Maybe you need to make some changes. That's what I'm telling you. Because, again, life is too short to live being miserable, to be sad every single day or angry. Do something about it because you're in control of your life. You're in control of what happens. And so I just want to make sure that you're aware of your power within. Choose happiness. And when you choose happiness, sometimes you got to let some folk go. And that's okay. That is okay. So I'm going to go into a commercial. And when I come back, I'm going to get into this topic of him, H-I-M. We'll be right back.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless Mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we're back. You're listening to Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host. And I believe that I see some people popped up on my dashboard. So if you just now are joining me either via the phone, which is at 323-642-1757, or you can log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/eWater Radio. If you are just now joining me, this evening's topic is him, H-I-M, and we're talking about the relationship that women have with men when it comes to them being him, the men, expressing their emotions. And in the beginning, I talked about this really heartfelt post that I saw Tammy from Love & Hip Hop post on her Instagram, and then I'm also reminded of a post that P. Diddy made, and he's been going through a really emotional journey since he lost the mother of his children, and I saw a post that he made, it's well over a month ago, where he was crying. He was crying on Instagram. He posted it, and he said he just needed to have a good cry. He is needed to have a good cry. And, you know, how much pressure it took off of him and how he felt so much better. And I can imagine that maybe he had been walking around pent up, you know, trying to put on a brave face, you know, when he lost someone who was the love of his life, you know, regardless of what people say, or maybe, you know, because they weren't married, but it was someone who mattered. Someone who matters. And like I said, unfortunately, we wait until we lose people sometime to really acknowledge just how wonderful they were to you. But he did. He posted something, and he had been crying, and some people thought that it was weak. Some people thought that it was good. And that's when I started, actually, and I said it was with Cammy, but it was with P. Diddy, when I started thinking about our relationship, our being women, with men, and, you know, how it affects their ability to express themselves emotionally. And it's really crazy because I started researching this, and it's interesting how when you look up emotions and how people deal with it, you have topics like women dealing with emotions, how they can deal with emotions, and then when you find the topic of men, it's like how to deal with an overly sensitive man, you know, when men, you know, are weak. You know, it's crazy the things that you look up and you find, and then you start to realize just how much you've been affected by societal conditions and how you view people. And so I was really thinking, you know, we have like a million books out there. There have been probably a million studies out there about the relationships between men and women and why they work, why they don't work, why we're not able to communicate with each other. You know, depending on how old you are, a lot of people know the book Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. But I really started thinking deeply into that, and I said, I wonder if part of our communication problems, and they are they due to how we've been conditioned to look at each other? I wonder if our relationship has affected how women have been conditioned to look at men. Has it affected their ability to express their emotions in a healthy manner? And I don't know if anyone has ever thought about that, but just think first and foremost about when you see a little baby boy crying and you see a baby girl crying, and how, you know, each person responds to them. And how many times have we seen, you know, a little boy who wants hugs and kisses, or fell and they hurt themselves, and they're expected to man up, and they haven't even hit a year yet. They haven't even hit 3 years, but they're expected to man up, not to cry, to take it, not to show their emotions. But a little girl is, you know, a lot of times we don't do that to them. They're, you know, they're expected to cry. They're expected, you know, to have feelings and emotions. And so I thought to myself, have we come to a place where what has been deemed as normal emotional expression in women is deemed as overly emotional expression in men, or inappropriate expression in men when it comes to their emotion? Are men given the space? Do we as women give men the space to express themselves emotionally without fear of being harshly judged? Have we forgotten that whatever hurts our feelings, whatever has us as women in our feelings upset, 9 times out of 10 will affect a man in the same way? But isn't it crazy how there is more of a freedom for women to express themselves when their feelings are hurt, when they are angry, when they just don't know, when they're not feeling like, you know, they don't know if they're going to go left or right? It's okay for them to be indecisive. It's okay for them to, you know, try to figure it out. But in a lot of ways, it's not okay for a man. And is that fair? Is that fair? And how does that affect our men today? So historically, I wanted to go back historically and talk about, it's not just men, African-American women and men historically have been conditioned not to always show all of their feelings. That is the truth. But just due to the history of the things that you had to deal with and not show anger, not show sadness, not show frustration, that in itself started out the conditioning of Black men not expressing themselves appropriately. And it's a danger. It's a danger. Because when we don't express our emotions, they will manifest one way or another. We have anger issues, or it will manifest as sickness, but it's something that is very important. And my hope this evening is that, you know, I get you to start thinking about how we are not going to pile on, you know, the hesitance that I see in men to express their emotions, how we're going to be more supportive as women in letting men express their emotions without feeling like we are going to call them punks. So I just want to first get into that, the factors that affect how we perceive men. So there were a couple of factors that I looked at: society, culture, people, education, and social media. And these are some of the factors that affect us and affect how we deal with men and how we perceive men. And how do we perceive men? They're supposed to be our backbone, right? Almost non-emotional, being able to take whatever is dished out at them, right? And that's what a lot of women are looking for. When you hear women and they say they can't find men, and they say they're looking for a good man, they want that man who can be emotionally supportive. They want that man who could be there for them when they're emotional, who can lift them up when they're feeling like they've been emotionally compromised. You know, I know someone who actually broke up with a dude because he cried in front of them. I mean, and they had dealt with a lot of men who were not nice to them, who treated them terribly. But their tolerance to be treated, you know, really bad, as a matter of fact, was lower than their tolerance for when the one dude who treated them well cried in front of them, because they viewed it as weak. They viewed it as weak. So it makes you start to question what has happened. Why do we think the way that we think? And so we're going to start off here with, how do we perceive men? You know, what do we perceive as being masculine? What do we perceive as being masculine? Is it the strength, the being able to take anything, you know, to do anything, to take all the shit that they have to deal with in the world and not show emotion? Is that masculinity? No. But that is what we have been conditioned to think. Some things like social conditioning has taught men not to feel. And let's not mistake that with that they do feel. But, you know, the way that we have treated men in the world is they're taught not to feel, not to show their expression. They're taught not to cry. They're taught not to have any emotions. I remember when I was younger, I dated this guy, and he had this little boy. He was little. He wasn't even a year. And his son used to run up, and he used to hug his son all the time and kiss his son all the time. And I remember his friends used to be like, you're raising him to be a punk. I remember this specifically. Why are you raising him to be a punk? And even then I questioned it, because we kiss our little girls and we hug our little girls. What was it? What was the old nursery rhymes? What are little girls made of? What are little boys made of? Sticks and stones. What were the little boys made of? So you had what are little girls, sugar plums, or whatever they are made of, all the candy and all the sweet stuff, and the little boys was made of all the little sticks and stones, and I think the bad stuff. And that right there tells me just how we were conditioned. And it's going to pop up in my head. I used to know that by heart. But that right there tells us how we have been conditioned. Because starting with nursery rhymes, we conditioned little boys not to be heartless, but to be emotionalist. And then we wonder why we have grown men who are emotionless or don't know how to express themselves, don't know how to talk. You know, when they're feeling angry, when they're feeling like they need more support. And then we wonder why. But if we started off from a child, what do you think we're going to get when they become men? And so we have to be aware. You remember, to know better is to do better. We have to be aware about how we treat our men. And again, I'm not talking about just the men that you date or that you marry. I'm talking about your brothers and your cousins. I'm talking about your friends. I'm talking about your coworkers, and understanding that sometimes that anger that you see is something deeper than that. And sometimes you have to tell somebody, hey, I see what's happening. Everything good with you? Can you imagine walking around the world every single day, dealing with all the pressures that society can bring to you and feeling like you cannot express that without being judged? I saw, this isn't even a real word, but one of the ways they described, well, I looked up and it described men without emotion was a feelingless gender. A feelingless gender. Just not even expected to feel anything. Think about how you respond if you're a man when he's heartbroken in comparison to a woman. Think about if you're a man, how you do your homeboy when he's heartbroken over a woman. Do you show compassion or do you tease him? Think about it. Honestly, be honest with yourself. How do you treat the men in your life, whether you're a woman or a man, when they are feeling emotional? So I read this article. It was called How to Crack the Code of Men's Feelings. And then this lady named Barbara Markway, she wrote the article in Psychology Today. And it said, it's common for men to do the following things. I only took three of them because all of them kind of blurred together to me. But it's common for men to do the following things in terms of emotions. They convert one feeling into another. So like sadness and the anger, they could be feeling overwhelmed, very sad. They're because anger is considered a masculine emotion. And so they feel more comfortable expressing anger. So they'll convert sadness to anger. What about being enamored to a sort of like a disregard? Men who are listening, how do you treat your male friend when he says that he's in love and he's head over heels and he's in love with that new lady? What do you say to him? How do you treat him? Is he forced to act like he really doesn't feel how he feels in fear of being teased by his homies? Or is he given the space to express it? Is it okay for a man to be head over heels in love? How many times have you been around your homie who's been like that, and how have you judged him? What have you said? How have you supported that wonderful feeling that he's had? Or have you stepped on it? Or made him feel like he can't express himself? The next thing is said that men, it's common for men to do is express their emotions in arenas that have been deemed appropriate. And so that one was kind of hard for me to understand, but then I kind of got it. And so what are some appropriate things that go on in your life for men where they are able to freely express their emotions? And they said watching sports. But have you, I'd never forget a few years ago where this dude was, one of his Super Bowl teams had lost, and it was like on social media, and he was crying. And, you know, it's okay for men to be upset and angry and show excessive emotion when it comes to sports, because it's a safe space. You know, men are expected to feel emotional. They're expected to be emotional when their team, you know, doesn't, you know, perform as they want them to perform, or when they do win and they do perform and they're ecstatic and they're happy. No one really questions how they're feeling. No one really questions how they express themselves. The other arena that they said men are very comfortable, well, they seem comfortable, is in times of death. In times of death. You know what's sad? That was one of the only times that they, that any of the articles that I read kind of deemed it okay for a man, that other people deemed it was okay for a man to express themselves in tears, besides when their children are born. In life and in death, but nowhere in between, in the birth and in the death, but nowhere in between. And they say that's in death, but I remember watching an interview with Idris Elba, and his dad had died, and they asked him, did he cry? And he said no. It was a wasted emotion. What is he going to cry for? Because it wasn't going to bring his dad back. And it just tells you how you can be conditioned to almost ignore how you feel. The very God-given emotions that you were given in order to relieve stress that you're not comfortable using. And that's sad. It's really sad. And we have to do better. We have to do better so that our tribes will be stronger. And if you've heard me before, you know, I refer to my tribe as my family and my friends, the people that I have chosen to be in my life to support me in my walk in greatness and for me to support them in their walk in greatness. But you know what? Your tribe is only as strong as the people in your tribe. It's only as strong as that. And so what happens when you have a tribe full of emotionally unavailable men and women who support a space where men cannot be emotionally available? And I'm not saying that all women do that, not at all, so don't start, because that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that sometimes we don't even recognize it. Sometimes we walk in a room and we see our male friend, or we see our husbands and we see our boyfriends, we see our brothers, and they stressed out and they had a bad day. And we can't even let them have that time to have the bad day. I can tell you I have some bad days. When I have some days that I'm just not feeling it, almost like today, I need my space. And it's almost difficult to let the man, sometimes the men have the space. What's the matter with you? Well, you just need to get over it. Asking them to get over something that, you know, it's hard for us to get over. It's hard for us to get over because, again, I'll say whatever bothers us, whatever hurts our feelings, whatever makes us sad as women, I'm sure affects men in the same manner, makes them sad, makes them angry, makes them feel hopeless sometimes, makes them want to feel nurtured sometimes. Are we allowing a space where they can come to us honestly without judgment? Men, are you allowing a space to your male friends where they can come to you without judgment when they're feeling like that? You are allowed to emotionally support your male friend. I feel that it is your responsibility to do so. How did we get to the space where it's not a comfortable thing to do? More importantly, what are we going to do to get to a space where it is a comfortable thing to do? Today, I was telling one of my coworkers, a female, about the importance of gaining control of your emotions. and being able to express them, because it negatively affects you. And we all know, we've read it, we've seen it, that when we're not able to deal with our emotions, we bottle them up. And they're going to come out one way or another. What happens? Because, you know, you keep on shaking up a bottle of carbonated drink. You know what happens when you take that cap off? It explodes, because the pressure has to be released. And it's going to release. So it's better to release that pressure slowly. You know how you take the cap off when you shook up a bottle, when you shake up a bottle of Coke? I'm going to use Coke because Coke is my favorite. I don't drink it all the time, but I love it. And so you know that it was shaking, or it was in your purse, or, you know, you know it wasn't that still. So you take that cap off real slow so you can relieve the pressure slowly, so that when you take it off, all the soda doesn't come out the bottle. So we have to give our men that opportunity to relieve the pressure slowly and not let it just get the best of them, and then all of a sudden they just explode. And then we're wondering why, you know, they blew up on us. Blew up on us because, you know, we asked them, you know, why they had their shoes on in the house. Why they're extremely upset at an email at work. Why all of a sudden their whole day is ruined because, you know, the person in front of them was driving too slow. Things, the way they're all a byproduct of how we deal with our emotions. Because when we don't deal with our emotions, when we're not allowed to deal with our emotions, it's going to negatively affect us. It's going to affect you negatively physically. It's going to affect you negatively mentally, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. And when you get right down to it, you will not be able to walk in your greatness. You will not be able to be the best that you can be when you have not been able to express your emotions. So what I will say today is, you know what, forget about what you've been taught about emotions in the past, except to use that history to lead you into dealing with emotions in a positive manner from this second forward until the end of your life. Because we cannot be held hostage by history. Well, you know, we have to make history. And how do we make positive history? We do better. And how do we do better? We know more. You know, so then we know better. Why don't you guys go ahead and take in what I was just talking about, because I'm running my mouth. I'm going to play, you know what, before I go into this commercial, I want to let you know why I play this commercial all the time, because Joyful Expressions is owned by someone that I grew up with. I haven't seen him in a long time because I'm always working, but I'm so proud of James because he has really become a true entrepreneur, and they have made a business that is successful, and I'm proud of that. And so I play the commercials because a lot of you that have listened have been to Joyful Expression. It's in Gardena. It's on Western off of Marine, I believe. But if you have not went there, it's a paint and sip. It is a great time. I urge you to go on Instagram to Joyful Expressions. They also have Joyful Lashes. And I urge you to support them because they're great people doing very, very great things, and we have to support each other. So let's go into their commercial again. And when we come back, I'm going to continue this conversation about him, H-I-M.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! joyfulexpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
We are back with Phenomenally You, the Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, and I'm going to continue the conversation that I titled HIM, H-I-M. We're talking about women's relationships or just, you know, men dealing with their emotions and what we need to do better as a tribe in order to support men and how they deal with their emotions. This is a question I want to pose to you, and I think I posed it to you in the beginning, and I wrote this. I'm going to read it. And the question I wrote is, the idea that men are supposed to be strong and should not show their emotions affecting how women respond to men when they express genuine emotions, or affecting how men feel about expressing themselves when they feel genuine emotions? That's a serious question. Do you think we or you have been affected by social conditions? And does that affect how you deal with men when they try to express emotion around you? Are we allowing them to do it comfortably? Again, I'm going to say, are we giving them that safe space to be emotional beings? So instead of being labeled as, what did I have here, as unfeelingness beings, and I said that it wasn't a word, feelingless, a feelingless gender. So are we allowing them to be a gender that feels? As a society, as individuals? And if not, let's start making the steps that we need to in order to do so. So before I went to the commercial, I was talking about some of the negative ways, which I feel is really important, that the inability to express your emotions affects you. Mentally and emotionally, it can affect you and manifest as anxiety, as depression. It can manifest as anger, as resentment. It could cause detachment. You know, it's a lot of people and men who suffer from anxiety because they do not deal with their emotions. And then all of a sudden they lose control. They feel anxious because they haven't identified that they just need to express themselves. They need to say, you know what, I'm overwhelmed. I'm not sure. I feel like I'm not going to be able to get through the day. You know what, I'm feeling really sad today because, you know, I missed my mom. You know, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm not meeting the goals that I need to meet, and I just want to talk to someone about it. You know, I'm just not in a great mood today. I'm sad. I'm frustrated. Even the simple things, I really just don't feel well and I want to go lay down. These are the things when you are not able to express them that manifest within you. And then you start having stuff like anxiety. You start feeling things like depression. You know, when you walk around every single day like nothing bothers you, and you can get through it all, eventually it's going to catch up with you. Physically, how does it affect you? You start having physical issues, diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease are directly linked to stress, which stress is directly linked to how we deal with our emotions. Stomach issues, sleep issues. This is how stuff manifests within us, whether we're men or women, when we don't deal with our emotions effectively. This is how a lack of dealing with our emotions effectively can honestly take us out. It could take us out. And I would be honest, I know that death is a part of the life game, but I really do feel like we just lose some people too young because, you know, we just are not treating ourselves the way that we should, and we're not treating each other the way that we should, and we're not supporting each other the way that we should. And the only way that we are going to make changes is if we talk about it. And a lot of times people don't want to have conversations that are uncomfortable, but we have to. We have to have the uncomfortable conversations so we can make things comfortable. What do you do when you're uncomfortable in the bed? You adjust. What do you do when you're uncomfortable sitting in a seat? You adjust. What do you do when you don't feel right and you get in your seat in the car? What do? You adjust. And so for some reason, it's hard for people to adjust in life when things are uncomfortable. They don't want to make the moves to make it more comfortable. They don't want to offend people, or they just don't want to admit it. They feel weak. They feel powerless. And so tonight, I sit here and I say, what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Ladies, what are we going to do about it? Am I saying that this is what we do every single time? No. Am I saying that you do not support your men? No, I am not saying that. What I'm saying is that there's always space to do better. And we have to look within ourselves and see, are we taking part in indirectly tearing down each other? And part of that is not giving a space where anybody actually is free to express themselves emotionally without especially taking it personally. Is that something that you're doing? Is that something that you're working on? And then I say the same to you when it comes to you dealing with your friends and your brothers and your dads and your uncles. Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel comfortable allowing them the safe space to come and express themselves emotionally? I'm a firm believer in the importance of having strong relationships with your gender. I believe that women need to have very strong relationships with other women, and I believe that men need to have strong relationships with other men. Because the reality is that, you know, there are some things that we as women, we can give each other guidance for, and it's the same thing for men. And it seems like, and I could be wrong, it seems like it's just a little harder for men to allow that open environment than women. And so besides that first question that I posed to you, I pose this question. What part do you play in that? What part do you play in allowing men to have a safe space to express their emotions? So, of course, I'm going to come to almost the end, and I want to go over the things that we can do to support our brothers, our uncles, our dads, you know, our cousins, our male friends, the things that we can do in order to support them. And when I say we, I mean us as women. And when I say we, I say you men as friends, as sons, as uncles, as cousins. How do we support each other more? So how do we support our men more so that they feel comfortable expressing their emotions? The first thing I found was listen. And you know what? I'm not even going to lie. I'm guilty. So, we need to listen. We need to give a space where men can express themselves, where we are listening to hear them and not listening to give them a response, not listening to just solve it, but listening so we let them communicate how they're feeling and feel safe about it. I wrote that a lot of times as women, we're so busy trying to fix the situation. We're so already in our head when they're talking, we're figuring out how to fix the situation that we fail to really hear what's being told to us. And that's just part of our communication skills. So that's my first thing, is things we can do to support and to offer a safe space for the men in our lives to express their genuine emotion. The second thing I put is show patience, where we let them express their emotion at their own pace. And again, I think that's part of women, our innate nature to want to fix everything and want everyone to be okay, that sometimes it's hard just to sit back and, you know, let our men be emotionful. Let them express it. If they need to shed a tear, let them. If they need a space just so that they could, you know, marinate in how they feel and take it in, let them. And be patient. And not want it to be fixed right then or in a day or in a week. And allow and give them the space to say, you know, I support you. And however it is you want to do it, you know, go ahead and do it. And if it takes you a week, if it takes you a month, as long as you're not hurting yourself physically, it's okay. And I think, and I didn't write these in any order. The next thing I put is acknowledge that they have emotions. Acknowledge that men have emotions. Sometimes we forget, like I said, that what bothers us bothers them. You know, sometimes we could be harsh with the tongue, and we just want you to take it, men. Okay, I'm going to talk for myself. And then later you think about it. But it's one of the things I always say about, you know, we say things and we just blurt it out, and then we just want that to be accepted, and we just keep on pushing. Because, you know, sometimes we want to say what we want to say, how we want to say it, when we want to say it, and we want you to listen. We want you to stand there and take it. Consider how you feeling at the time. Because sometimes we're so in our emotions that we come in, we so deep into how we feeling, we haven't even considered how our male counterparts are feeling. Because we into our stuff. And a lot of times that's why we always have to be present and aware of not just us but others. And understand that sometimes when we're not feeling it, they're not feeling it either. And so we have to work hard on listening, showing patience, and not treating men as if they are emotionless. And I think that if we walk into that honestly, we can turn it around and we can start making more safe spaces for our men to express how they feel. And I think it'll end up in less argument and less emotional outburst, in less angry fits, because we'll be dealing with it and we'll be dealing with it together. Because again, united, what we stand, divided we fall. We have to work together. We have to support each other. We have to build strong tribes so that we each can walk in our greatness. And sometimes we just have to acknowledge when we're falling off and we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So, again, I want to reiterate, I'm not saying that, you know, women don't support their men. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that we have to be real with ourselves in how we've been affected to view each other so that we can build spaces that allow people to be and not, you know, walk through life fearful of expressing themselves. You know, we want them to be strong. We want them to be supportive. And, you know, I guess we want the same thing from ourselves. But we have to do it in a smart manner. And so tonight, that's what I want you to take away, is that look within yourself and ask yourself, you know, how does this affect me? How do I contribute maybe to this issue? Whether you're a male or a female, you know, we're not perfect. We're imperfectly perfect, but we have to keep on looking for the information so that we can just continue to walk in our greatness and continue to inspire others to do the same. You know, so that's the end of this evening's podcast, Him. You know, we have a few minutes left, so I just want to remind you to go to ewaterradio.net, and you can see all of our shows and all of the great content that we have. And our goal is to bring a positive platform where we're, you know, where we are providing information that allows people to build their tribes, that allows people to walk in their greatness. Every week, I really appreciate everyone supporting me. I haven't mentioned it, but my show is on Apple TV and Roku now. And so I don't know if you have Apple TV, but you can hear me on there. I'm working on doing some roundtables with groups of people so that we can have dialogue. You know, I can have dialogue. You don't have to just hear my wonderful voice every single podcast. But if you have heard it nowhere before, you will always hear it here. You know, everyone is great. I hope that you recognize that. I hope that you recognize just how great you are. I hope you recognize that because you're so great, you have to make the effort to walk in your greatness. And, you know, don't hesitate. Don't let anyone make you feel bad about doing you, as long as you're not taking from somewhere else. As long as you're not taking from somewhere else, I urge you to give back. I urge you to help others, because when you help others, it really does put your life in perspective. I just urge you to do all that you can do to be all that you can be. And I'm always rooting for you. I always want the best for you. And each and every single one of my topics will always be about that. So this evening, I just want you to think about how can we uplift each other more so that we can walk in our greatness. Because I don't know about you, I'm tired of turning on the television and seeing people losing their minds over stuff that they should not be losing their minds over. So let's work together. Let's work together, right? We're going to make we're going to make the society better one person at a time, because it is about you, and it does all start with you. So just remember your greatness. Remember that you're fabulous. Remember that you are wonderful. Remember that you know, you're imperfectly perfect. Each of you are phenomenal. Continue to walk in your greatness. Have a wonderful night. God bless. Thank you.